Branson, in the midwestern U.S. state of Missouri, is a jewel of fun and scenery in the heart of America. It is known around the world for its big stars on Family Center shows, 100 a day in 47 theaters. Branson's fair ranges from music and dance to magic and comedy, along with shopping and theme parks. Branson Mayor, Lou Chase.
They get a variety of entertainment here in one area that you just don't find anywhere. You can't go to Las Vegas and see the types of shows that we have here. And we have some Las Vegas-type shows here. But it's not all Las Vegas. It's not all Orlando, Florida. It's not all the other Nashville. It's not all the other entertainment communities. But it's some of all of them.
That includes such veterans entertainers as Andy Williams, Wayne Newton, and Dolly Parton, who attract family-oriented visitors. Most of the attractions stretches along a busy 8-kilometer-long street featuring parks, theaters, restaurants, and lodging. A multi-million-dollar commercial development called Branson Landing has more than 41,000 square meters of retail shops and restaurants with an impressive fountain show. But the shows are the main draw. Branson's entertainment roots stretch back 47 years. The May family used to entertain the locals with music and laughter. Over the years, they became known as the Bald Knobbers. The brothers who created the show are retired now, but their children and grandchildren have continued the family tradition.
Save the third generation.
Brad Mabe is the bass player and band director.
My dad and uncle started this show in 1959, so before I was born, you know, when I was a baby, they would literally lay me in a guitar case. You know, while my dad was out on stage doing the show, I would sleep in a guitar case.
12,000 shows later, the Mabes have their own theater with a faithful audience. Tim Mabe, also known as Droopy Drawers Jr., inherited the comic character created by his father decades ago.
I need work on the teeth, don't I? I have people come through all the time that tells me that they know a dentist that I need to go to.
And after some laughing, he shows us his real smile. Branson is surrounded by the green and gentle Ozark Mountains. There are three lakes for fly fishing and water sports, and more development on the way. Michael Rankin is the city's economic director.
Branson's history has been to spike in development, and I think you're going to see more long-term growth. Next 3 to 5 years, several residential projects are on the books, a lot more retail. Maybe another theater, too.
It all adds up to a tourism industry that pumps $1.5 billion into the local economy each year. Sulima Palacio, VOA News.